country. Told the pain that it's been through. She's been made to suffer. Told the prophet of a few.
That is Poker Face, listeners. Pokerface.com is their website. The patent number for the cure for AIDS is 5676977. That's 5676977. Apparently developed 4 years ago. You can go to
seven years ago, I believe. 1997, I believe.
Okay.
8 years ago.
Very, very good. 7 years ago. Now, we do have a caller that wants to ask you a couple of questions, and let's bring that caller up. Welcome to the broadcast, caller.
Oh, hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, thank you. Could I bless both of you and protect you? Yes, I'd like to know that website. I couldn't make it out when you said USPTO dot something.
.gov. G-O-V.
G-O-V. And that number one more time is 569-76977?
Actually,
no, it's 5676977.
I see.
5676977. And if you could go there now to the www.uspto.gov, G-O-V, you'll access the cure for AIDS that's been on the book since 1997.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have my daughter do that. I don't use computers right now, but thank you so much for the information.
You're welcome.
And what is your name, Dr. what?
Boyd Graves, BoydGraves.com.
All right, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Now we get back to National Security Study Memorandum 200.
Yes.
Where were you going with that as we're about to go to the next hour? But let's continue with this.
Well, you know, anyone who wants to know the truth should read NSSM 200, right or wrong.
Correct.
It is all there. It is all there. So was there a plan put in place to depopulate Africa and other poor countries of the world? Yes, and it is all there in NSSM 200. I didn't write it. You didn't write it. It is one of the government documents. But there's another document, too, that addresses this depopulation issue, and that is Public Law 91-213, signed by Richard Nixon on March 16, 1970, PL 91-213. It outlines the plan to put HIV/AIDS as a part of public policy or public law of the United States for the purposes of future Americas, but it's like future white Americas, as it turns out. But Public Law 91-213 authorizes the development of HIV, where Nixon got John D. Rockefeller III to be the chair of the Population Commission. So people need to see what's already there. I mean, none of this is made up. It's all verifiable. But it is all there, and it is all true.
John D. Rockefeller III is J. Rockefeller from Virginia, I think?
No, I think that's a different person, I think. I'm not
okay.
sure.
Uh-huh.
I just know it's John D. Rockefeller III was appointed by Nixon on March 16, 1970, to chair the Population Commission, and that's Public Law 91-213. Anyone can access that and look it up themselves.
Oh, vital importance information here. This is very vital. Connecting all these dots is why we're here today. And Public Law 91-213.
Signed March 16, 1970.
Okay, March 16, 1970, listeners.
Yes. And, you know, oddly enough, Chris, they had the, you mentioned the World Health Organization, the WHO.
Yes.
Well, the World Health Organization cannot explain from 1964 to 1968, all it did was study the VISNA.
Let's continue with this on the other side with Dr. Boyd Graves, listeners. Vital broadcast, as you can well be aware. And stay with us.